In 1885, a 9-year-old boy named Joseph Meister was attacked by a rabid dog. At this time, Louis Pasteur, the famed researcher and pioneer of immunology, was experimenting with a vaccine that, after years of hard work, seemed to work on rabid dogs. While he had never used it on an infected human, the boy's mother begged him to experiment on her son. Pasteur, not without fear and trepidation, injected Joseph for 10 days, and the boy lived. Decades later, Pasteur was asked what epitaph he would like engraved on his tombstone. Of all the things this great man with his many accomplishments could have picked, he chose three simple words: Joseph Meister lived. It is said that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I believe Louis Pasteur cared deeply. I also believe that we all have some caring to do in this world. So let's get practical. Jesus came to save and restore the whole man, spirit, soul, and body, promising us life in abundance. This week, we will add items that will reflect this care and abundance he teaches us. So the first item is something called friendship. Addressing loneliness and isolation should be one of our first priorities, especially among singles, men and women, and the elderly. Forgotten and neglected, sometimes even by their own family members, these individuals often faithfully served others for many years. Now abandoned by children and left behind by friends, depression and feelings of hopelessness start to settle in their spirits. Willing to spend time with them and listening to their current heartache and pain, or their past joys and successes, will lift their spirits and revive their souls, for self-pity can become a bottomless pit. But we can also take it to the next level, like a lady I know who regularly visits the elderly in their homes. She loves on them by cutting their toenails and caring for their feet in general. In the process, she has become a beloved friend and a confidant of many. Secondly, there's a job, and with that goes dignity. The age-old Chinese proverb comes to mind: instead of giving people a fish, let us give them the skill to fish, for dependency can become a real challenge. Willing to invest in people, giving them opportunity to develop their talents and learn a new competence, is a wonderful way to care for others. While some have creative skills that need to be rediscovered, others simply have never been exposed. What a privilege to invite them into a world of endless opportunities, sisterhood and recreation. One lady who is currently overseeing 20 other women in a thriving bead-making project was a reluctant beginner. "I can only wash windows," she originally protested when invited to join in one morning of fun. And yet it was love at first sight. When it comes to creativity, the options are endless. Needlework, embroidery, knitting and crocheting, mosaic tile work, decoupage, card making, basket making, weaving of carpets, dressmaking and gardening are but the tip of the iceberg. Now you know what to do with your knitting needles, bags of old wool, scrapbooking paraphernalia and other craft tools stacked away in your spare room cupboard. And we're ending off this week's basket with some miscellaneous blessings. Sponsoring a business training and helping young and older entrepreneurs with a microloan to launch their own small venture. Giving people a prepaid cell phone to alleviate pressure. Offering to repair someone's car or pay for their annual service. Taking over their car payments for a month, 6 months or a year. Buying them a goat if they are rural farmers. Sponsoring their bus ticket to work and back home for a year. Paying their child's daycare or school fees for a month or a couple of months, offering to buy school supplies for their children, buying them a microwave or slow cooker to make life at home a little easier, feeding their animals for a time, making sure they are dewormed and sterilized. As you see, caring can take on many forms, and the above is by no means an exhaustive list. Allow God to show you other practical ways to be there for someone going through a hard time. I believe a friend in need is a friend indeed.